We bless you, Lord. It is finished, that the work on the cross paid for our salvation. And so we stand here this morning, Jesus, hearts exploding with gratitude for all that you did for us on that cross, that you rose again to life, that we can stand here and say that you are worthy, Jesus, of all our praise and all our worship and all of our adoration. Amen, church. Come on, why don't you just say, I love you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Won't you be blessed and praised in this place, we pray in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Awesome. Well, why don't you grab your seats this morning? So good to have you here at our 10 a.m. gathering. Hey, two of those songs in that set right now were songs written by our band, including that one. And of course, Good God. Can we thank our band so much for the way that they've led us so, so well right across the course of this weekend? Man, it's been an incredible weekend. If you're able to come through on Friday, we had such fantastic Good Friday gatherings. We know that on Friday, we take the moment to pause and to reflect on the death of Jesus. But how many of you know Sunday is coming, amen? Jesus rose from the dead. And so today, we celebrate the living God. And so it's an awesome, awesome day to be together as a church. And our real VIP sitting right there against the back wall. Well done, guys. Thank you for being here. Yeah, give us a wave over there right at the back. If you're joining us online, so good to have you with us as well. But what an awesome opportunity to be here together to celebrate the risen Lord Jesus. Amen. Listen, a lot of incredible things have happened. I've got a hair in my mouth. That's all right. Amen. We can move on. In the history of the world. Throughout the history, the course of history, many significant things have happened. Many important things have happened. There's been two world wars that have happened. There have been revolutions. There have been reformations. There's been the life and times of many important people throughout the course of history. There's been many inventions that have changed the course of history. I want to tell you something this morning, that nothing, not even all those things combined, can even come close to the most important thing that ever happened in the history of the world, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen this morning? Come on. We need to celebrate that this morning. There is nothing that's ever happened that is as important as the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so this morning we are celebrating that. You know, the resurrection of Jesus is not only the most important thing on the Christian calendar. It is the most important thing on the Christian calendar, but it's actually the most important thing that has ever happened in the history of the world. You know, Friday would be one thing if Jesus died but didn't rise. But the fact that he rose again 3 days later means that it is the most important thing to happen to humanity. And so this Resurrection Sunday, it is so important for a few different reasons. If you're taking some notes this morning, I'd encourage you to do that. But it is so important, Resurrection Sunday, for three big things that I can think of. First of all, it's a proclamation that death has no power. Amen. That death has been defeated. Sin is defeated. And so we live in that victory. Sin has no hold on us anymore. It's a proclamation of that. Second of all, it's a confirmation that Jesus is Lord. Amen. That Jesus is who he says that he is. Jesus is alive. It is proof that Jesus is indeed God. And so it's a confirmation of that. And first of all, a third of all, it's confidence that we have hope. Amen. Resurrection Sunday is a confidence that we have hope, that we have an eternity with God, that there is life after death, and we're going to enjoy that together with him. And so there are so many reasons to celebrate this morning, and I don't want us to miss that. I want us to take that all in and take this moment in today. You know, Jesus' resurrection set off the transformation of millions of people's lives over the course of history. And to this day, the resurrection of Jesus continues to transform people's lives for his glory. And right across this weekend, we've had people making a decision to follow Jesus for the first time again. And it is an incredible thing that Jesus' resurrection continues to change lives and transform lives even up until today. And so, please know, Easter is no small thing. This weekend is no small thing. And while I'm a great advocate for chocolate, can I get an amen this morning? Anybody else? How many of you agree with me that chocolate is not meant to be shared? Yes, anybody? I want to remind you that it's not about chocolate. That Easter is not about chocolate, it's about Jesus. Amen. It's about Jesus resurrecting and being our Savior. And so let's take that in today. We're celebrating it today. The fact that the one who created everything, you know, the whole universe, God of all creation. We can't even comprehend all creation, but the God of all creation would see his creation broken by sin, would be moved by utmost compassion, that he would leave the glory of heaven, step down from heaven into a broken creation, come and live a perfect life in human form as a servant king, and eventually would face that cross, would die a gruesome death on that cross that he never deserved, but he died it for us in our place. And then glory of all glories. How many of you know death could not hold Jesus? Amen. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life. Again, let's say this together. Come on. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. And what? Yours is the name above all names. Can we give Jesus a great big shout of praise? Name above all names. Come on. That nothing, not even that tomb, could hold our Savior down. Amen. He rose. He's alive. We've been restored. And now we have eternal access to an eternal relationship with the name that is above all names. It is worthy of our celebration today. I want to say to you that if you're new here, and maybe you know nothing about God, maybe you know nothing about the Bible, you know nothing about Easter, but somehow you found yourself here today, I would say to you, just hear this one thing, that there is a God who loves you deeply, that there is a God who chose to give up his life so that you can have life, and that there is a God who is calling you to himself today. I really do believe that God wants to meet with you in a new and deep and meaningful way today, Easter Sunday 2024. And so, this passage that we're in for the Easter weekend, I just think it's so awesome, is Philippians chapter 2, and we've been in verse 6 to 11. If you're here on Friday, we went through the first part of this scripture. We're going to go through the second part today, but just for a reminder, the first section of the scripture from verse 6 says, Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so Friday was all about the humbling of Jesus. It was the lowering down of Jesus. It was the absolute humiliation of Jesus. If you were here, you would have heard James preach so brilliantly on this, that there were actually seven steps of the lowering down of Jesus, the humiliation, the emptying of Jesus. He came and he emptied himself. He took the form of a servant, became obedient to the point of death, the worst type of death imaginable on the cross. But he chose to do it for you and for me. He chose this. And I think it's a type of humiliation that we will never truly understand. I think it's a humiliation we will never see again, but Jesus chose it for you and for me. And so Friday was all about this unimaginable humiliation of our King of Kings. But Sunday is all about the glorious exaltation of the name above all names. And that's what we are celebrating today. James read a quote from C.S. Lewis. There's two sections of it. I want to go into the second section of it, using a diver as an analogy of Jesus. It says, or one may think of a diver first reducing himself to nakedness, then gone with a splash, rushing down through green and warm water into black and cold water, down through increasing pressure into the death-like region of ooze and slime and old decay, and then up again, back to color and light, his lungs almost bursting till suddenly he breaks surface again, holding in his hand the dripping precious thing that he went down to recover. That is you and that is me, that Jesus went and recovered on Easter. Amen. And so we're going to now look at the second section of this passage. So from verse 9, we can read together. It says, therefore, everybody say, therefore. I said it earlier, gathering, when you see therefore in the Bible, you need to ask, what is it? Therefore. Come on now, institute students. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so Jesus is the exalted one. A resurrection Sunday is cause for utmost celebration that we have an exalted Savior, that we have a Savior whose very name is above all names, and he was exalted. And so in the time that we've got on this Easter Sunday, we're going to talk about exaltation. What does this mean? What does it mean that Jesus is the exalted one? So to be exalted means to be lifted up. It means to raise something to a higher level in honor, in power, in character, in quality. It's to elevate something or someone, to raise up and to lift up, to actually put something in its rightful place. And that is what's happening over here. You see, the author of this passage, Paul, wants to show us this image of Jesus that was brought down to the lowest of the low. But then in the same breath, he wants to draw our eyes to the fact that nothing could hold Jesus down. That in fact, from the lowest of the low, God exalts him to the highest name above all names. And that is his rightful place. And so we're going to look just briefly this morning at three points as we speak about the exaltation of Jesus. First point is going to be exalted by the Father. Then we're going to speak about being exalted for people. And then thirdly, exalted to the glory of God. Amen. You still with me this morning? Yep. Amazing. Number one, exalted by the Father. I think I love it. There's this one word in the passage that I think is the most important word because it brings it all together. It's the word that shows us that there's a turning point in this passage for Jesus, and it's the word therefore. It's the word that takes us from Friday to Sunday. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. And so Friday was all about Jesus emptying himself. It was about Jesus coming to earth as a man, coming to serve, humbling himself. Jesus, the one who suffered not only physical torture, but unimaginable humiliation. And all of these things culminate in all of what Friday is. This is all what Friday was. Jesus, our ransom, paying our debt as the Son of Man. But we know that even though there was Friday, that Sunday was coming. Amen. We know that Sunday is coming, and it is because of what Jesus went through on Friday that Sunday was coming. And so it's all of Friday, therefore all of Sunday. Therefore all of Sunday. Because Jesus humbled himself, God exalted him. Because Jesus did not seek a name for himself, God gives him the name that is above all other names. It's so awesome. So this is how Jesus was exalted. Jesus did not ever exalt himself. It's important to note, Jesus did not exalt himself. How was he exalted? God the Father exalted his beloved Son. That's the beauty of the story. God physically raised Jesus from the dead, but he also exalts Jesus by raising him up to his rightful place. And so we see Jesus choosing obedience in his heart. We see Jesus determined to do whatever it takes. And I don't think any of us in our humanness will ever fully understand that choice, that Jesus did whatever it takes to remove the sin from the world, to die a criminal's death on the cross for us. But because he chose that, he determined in his heart to choose it, because he humbled himself, not seeking a name for himself. In fact, if you look quickly in John chapter 8, verse 50, it says, "Yet I do not seek my own glory." In verse 54, Jesus answers and says, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me." God exalted. So because Jesus did not seek his own glory, God therefore exalts Jesus and gives Jesus the name that is above all names. And friends, this morning, I want to encourage us as a church, let's be blown away by this good news once again. Amen. Let's not let this just go over our heads and walk out and carry on with our day. Let's be blown away that Jesus chose this so that we can be glorified with him forever. Let's be blown away by that again. Jesus, the Savior, who came to earth, who lived a perfect life on earth, who died a cruel death to pay for our sins, was buried, he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven to his place of glory, where he is exalted by God, and he has the name above all names. That is who we worship today. Amen. How amazing is Jesus? And so that is how Jesus was exalted, by his Father in heaven. The second point this morning is exalted for people. Verse 10 says, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so what happens now that Jesus is exalted, the Father has exalted him, what happens now? Well, this tells us that what happens now that he's exalted is that all of heaven will bow down and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It says not only all of heaven will do that, but all of earth will bow down and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It goes so far as saying even hell and the demons and all the forces of evil will one day bow down and confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen? And so it's saying all of creation will one day bow their knee to the King of all kings, to the name that is above all names. And so I think this Resurrection Sunday, 2024, is the perfect opportunity for us to examine our own hearts and say, where are we in that? You know, as Jesus humbled himself and he died for our sins, God exalted him to the name that is above all names, and all of creation will one day bow down and confess that Jesus is Lord. Where are you in that? Have you bowed down and confessed that Jesus is Lord? Are you living your life in such a way that demonstrates that Jesus is Lord? I believe God is calling people unto himself this morning to say, I'm calling you. I love you. I desire a relationship with me. So where are you in that this morning? Because Jesus is saying, that death that I died on that cross is for you. Me getting up out of that tomb is for you. And me ascending into heaven, leaving my Holy Spirit, is for you. That is what we get. Where are you in that? All of heaven is for you. The power of the Holy Spirit is available to you. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are working together to see you find hope and grace and love and forgiveness in the arms of a Savior who passionately loves you. Amen. I want to say, if you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, let today be the day that you do that. Why not? Let today be the day that you accept Jesus into your heart. Say, I'm going to stop living life for myself. I'm going to start living my life for someone greater than myself. This is the day that you can choose Jesus, because he gave his life for you. Why not give your life for him? One day every knee will bow before Jesus. Why not let today be that day for you? And that is what has happened for millions of people. From the point of the exaltation of Jesus, millions of people have chosen him. Millions of people continue to choose him because God exalted Jesus to the name above all names. Millions of people's lives continue to be changed and transformed by him. Amen. Yeah. Awesome. Third point this morning is exalted to the glory of God. You know, if we jump to the end of verse 11, it tells us to the glory of God the Father. That is why Jesus was exalted, to bring the Father glory. And so all of Easter, all the humbling, the humiliation, the torture, the pain, and the death, and then the glorious resurrection and exaltation of Jesus had one purpose, and that was for Jesus to bring glory to God the Father. That is what it was for, to bring the Father glory. In John chapter 17, verse 1, when we see Jesus facing the cross before he was crucified, it says, Jesus had spoken these words. He lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. Why? So that the Son may glorify you. And so all of this was to bring glory to God the Father. God gave his beloved Son that glory as he exalted him to be the name above all names. And because of Jesus' obedience on the cross, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we too get to share in that glory. We too get to share in that glory in eternity with God. It's absolutely incredible and mind-blowing, but we get to share in the glory. But as we've been saying all year, and as we will continue to say all year, how many of you know our salvation is not just for now? Our salvation is not just for us. Our salvation is not just so that we can get to heaven one day. Amen. Our salvation is to bring heaven to earth. Our salvation is to be light in dark places. Remember one of the parables that we spoke about earlier on in Mark about not hiding the light, but showing the light, bringing the light of Jesus into dark places. In other words, we bring glory to the Father when we shine the light of Jesus to those around us. And that is what our salvation is for, to bring glory to God. The purpose of Jesus being exalted through his death and through his resurrection is exactly our theme for the year. Tell the world. That is what we're all about. Jesus died and was resurrected to bring about salvation, so that in our salvation, we would in turn be a people who bring glory to God by telling the world this incredibly good news that we have in the name of Jesus. Amen.